Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Wake Up to Spirit, a weekly blog talk radio show. I am broadcasting live from my reading room in Lilydale, New York, where I am a resident and registered medium, which means I have my licensing through Lilydale in order to practice here on the ground. I am one of, I believe, 50, really, I have outstanding colleagues, not everybody who lives in Lilydale is, in fact, a medium or a healer, although those are parts and aspects of the philosophy and religion of spiritualism, and we welcome everybody to come at any time of year to visit our little village, our community. It's actually not quite big enough to be called a village. It's technically a hamlet. but we are a very friendly crew. And in the summer season, we are actually a gated community. The rest of the year, the gatepost sits empty, full of intrigue, storage. come visit us. You can check out our entire summer program on lilydaleassembly.org. For those of you who like to listen to the show in the archives, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, or you could probably just do a Google search on that, whatever's easier, but we will come up, and there are four shows that operate throughout the week, and soon to be five. We have Tuesdays, Embracing Your Essence, with Colleen Vanderzijden. She's another registered medium here in Lilydale. We also have Willa White on Wednesday morning, Wednesdays with Willa. She's really cool. She does a lot of interviews. And then also Wednesday evening, we have John White with Journey into Light. And many people know John and that title from the TV show he had by the same name in Canada a few years back. So if it sounds familiar, that's why. Okay, so if my camera got interrupted right now, it's because I am building communication energy, and whenever you build communication energy, people in the living, people in spirit, pretty much everybody wants to talk to you all at the same time. It's not a bad thing, but, you know, here we are. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what you can expect in Lilydale Assembly over the summer season. Good morning to my friends who are just logging in. And then I'm going to take some time to answer questions and maybe even do some readings over the phone. You would have to call in for that, and the number is 818-739-8818. So I wanted to, first of all, tell you where we're located because, you know, we're easier to find that way. Unfortunately, there is no magic where you just think about Lilydale and a fluffy cloud chariot shows up. Although we are described as a pretty magical place. We are located about an hour south of Buffalo. Buffalo, New York, that is, and about 45 minutes, an hour to the northeast of Erie, Pennsylvania. So that means we're about 2.5 hours from Cleveland, about 3 hours from Pittsburgh, 5 hours from Columbus, Ohio. So if that kind of gives you an understanding, 8 hours from actual New York City. So if you think that we are right around the corner living in New York City, think the other New York, the one with cherry trees and grapes and lots of farming. Good times. I don't know about you all, but with everything going on and the weather changing and all this stuff, I'm pushing myself to get ready for the summer season, because that's a very special time of year here. What we do with the gated community is we have, and it is a real sense of community, by the way, we have 3 outdoor message services a day, and that's included in the ticket price as you come through the gate. We also have a shortened religious service at 2:30, and that's a speaker and somebody who will bring through messages as well, clairvoyant. And then it's funny because not all mediums are clairvoyant, and yet that is the word that is always used for sort of that sixth sense, or, you know, people who is related with the idea of having visions, which is very Old Testament, if you think about it, or very Joan of Arc, one way or the other. But, you know, not everybody, all the mediums work a little bit differently. And, you know, so if you come to Lilydale, like I said, not everybody who lives here is a medium. So you would look for the signs outside of the houses that have a name on them. And that's how you'll know what's what. So if you walk up to just any random door, the residents will be surprised that you're standing on their porch. They're very friendly. We're all very friendly, but, you know, you won't be able to get a reading from them. So, sorry. We also have 2 healing services a day in Lilydale, one in the morning and one in the evening. By the way, the list of all of the daily activities can be found on the website, lilydaleassembly.org. You can look under the daily schedule. You can look under, you can find all of our special events, our speakers. We have a lot of really amazing people coming in to teach this summer, some of our own as well. So, you know, there's a little bit of something for everybody. You can learn about chakras. You can learn about mediumship, developing your intuition. You can... And by the way, a lot of people ask me about taking mediumship or intuitive development classes because they think that that means that you're going into sort of like a professional line with it. And in actuality, a lot of people work on developing their intuition and their mediumship just to have a better sense of self and a better sense of relationship with their soul, a better sense of relationship with creator energy. And so, you know, you don't have to, you know, take a class and then put out a sign, as it were, okay, or order business cards is actually my preferred expression with that. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons and ways to use it. And then there's a lot of ways and reasons that you probably shouldn't use it. A lady that I had lunch with not too long ago, and she was teasing me. She said, yeah, I told my kids I came to Lilydale just to develop my intuition so I would know where they are. and you know, they're ethical boundaries, you know what I mean? So, because that is a part of life. So, watch what you're using it for, just because you can, as the expression goes. So for those of you who were asking for the call-in number, it is 818-739-8818. It took me, you know, several months to actually remember that phone number without my cheat sheet. But now that I do, guess what? We're going on hiatus. So June 28th, I believe, the last Thursday in June, is going to be actually my last show until September, so that I can concentrate on my clients. So yeah, June 28th is my last show, and I will miss you all over the summer. I'll be checking in with a few Facebook Lives here and there, but the show will not resume until September. So, you know, if you miss me, you can always drop me a Facebook message, or better yet, you can listen in the archives. So like I said, when we come back, we're going to have 5 shows on Lilydale Radio instead of 4, possibly 6, which would be very exciting. It's possible that somebody will want to join in the fun over the summer and sign up, and we will get them ready for the fall. So we will be coming back because the camp dates, the official Lilydale season, is always the last weekend in June through the holiday in September. So this week's, it's 9 weeks of awesome fun, which means we're going June 29th through September 2nd. Okay, so that's, you know, that's when the gate is up, but that's when we have the outdoor message services. That's when we have the 2:30 service in the auditorium, the Sunday service in the auditorium, the two healing temple services a day. You know, all of the mediums are in town and working. By the way, I do suggest that if you want to book a mediumship reading, as your sort of one of your big things that you're doing when you come to town, you're going to want to do that ahead of time. I always tell people, you know, look through the list of registered mediums on LilydaleAssembly.org. See who you're drawn to. Choose by energy. Some people have chosen me because I have big red hair. Some people have chosen me because of my first name. Some people have read my bio on my website, and they liked my perspective. And, you know, you're going to get a better reading that way. And by the way, I do want to talk to you guys a little bit today, because I always kind of choose a topic as well, about, you know, what to expect from a reading, okay? And I think it's an important thing, because I would love for you all to either write in or call in and talk about, your interpretation or things that you've had come up in readings that were good surprises, you know. I think sometimes people are a little afraid to come for readings. I know when I worked in the neighboring town that sometimes, I'm a transplant from Ohio, if you couldn't tell by my accent, but, you know, sometimes I think that people are, they have a little trepidation in coming to Lilydale because they're afraid that some random person is going to walk up to them on the street and give them a message. And I would say that these days that would be highly, highly unlikely. So you're safe. If you don't want a message, you don't have to get one. And that's true even if you go to the outdoor services. I had one gentleman who, bless his heart, he was in his 80s, and when he came in, and I was just chatting with him over. I was down at the coffee shop a few years back, and he said that he had he waited until his wife passed to come to town, and you know, he was curious, which a lot of people are curious when they come in, and they just want to, you know, take it in and explore and kind of see what everything is about, that sort of thing. Which, you know, I thought was great and very open-minded. And, by the way, we welcome open-minded skeptics. I'll go into that a little bit later, but good morning for everybody who's just tuning in. But, you know, he came into town, and he kind of said that he was worried that any little thing he had ever done wrong or anything, any thought that was going through his head was going to be broadcast out loud. I will just say to you, not going to happen. We have boundaries also, you know what I mean? So you don't have to worry about that sort of thing, and we don't read minds. What we do actually is we translate for spirit loved ones. And we do that in a number and variety of ways. I always tell my clients I feel that a reading is really just a very nice between the two of us, you know, me and the client or clients, and their spirit loved ones. And we bring them through true to form. They will describe themselves in the way that the medium is best able to receive the information. And they will describe themselves in the way that they feel you are most likely to understand them, okay? So that means if your dad was a rabid baseball fan, then he may come through wearing a Yankees jersey, providing he was a Yankees fan and not an Indians fan, because like I told you, I'm from Ohio. So there's a whole lot of things that come through, that kind of validate that loving relationship. And the reason that mediumship is part of a spiritualist religion and philosophy is not only do we believe in an intelligent creator and a soul that stays with us after the change, after we drop the body, I guess is the best way to put that, after death. Because we believe we can bring through some evidence that the soul and the intelligence continues. And I'm often asked why I believe that there is, that I'm really connecting with intelligence and I'm not just, picking up on something, reading minds or reading auras or however you would want to term that. And it's because often I get information that cannot be validated until later on, either because the client never knew the story until they researched it, or because there was they didn't know their family, or there's always some sort of situation like that that can give kind of additional information. Now, occasionally I will get somebody who, with the best of intentions, comes in and they want to play test the medium or stump the medium. And I will just say to you, this is based on energy. And if you take back permission, if you say mentally or with your emotions that you're not in, that you want to make it hard to get the information, that you want, you're expecting a particular phrase. And I've had readings where I have brought through the description of the person physically, that they totally understood, right down to, where the birthmark was, habits like smoking, using a particular dishwasher. I'm actually getting a mental image right now as I'm telling this story of somebody who would wash the dishes wearing gloves and then would wipe their hand to dry the glove, the dish glove, on their pants or on the dish rag hanging at their side. And those are the kind of details and things that we remember about the people that we love. I've also had what felt like sort of clinical readings where somebody came in and they didn't know any of their family. And the whole point was that the spirit world, their loved ones, wanted to connect in and say to this person, you do have a team around you on the spirit side of life. Just because you don't know us extremely well doesn't mean that we have abandoned you. You are not lost to us. And that in itself can be a very, very powerful message. I know that I would love to hear that. When I go for readings, because my running joke has been it's like hair club for men. Not only am I a reader, but I'm also a client. I also go for continued education every year, by the way. Sometimes it's to set in the energy of the teacher. Sometimes it's to make sure that I'm not developing bad habits, to see how somebody would deal with something differently. Or maybe there's a skill set that they do extremely well that I want to be able to model and see if I can pick up on some of that energy and do that kind of work myself. So do not be surprised and do not be intimidated, because even though people come in at all levels of classes, there are not enough, a lot of us will do kind of private mentorship. A lot of us will do, advanced classes. But we also like, those other things, because like I said, we like to sit in the instructor's energy, or we like to kind of look at the ethical balance of things, or, there's all sorts of reasons and lots of professions that do continued education. And sometimes that's through reading, and sometimes it's through workshops, or sitting in circle, That is old school spiritualism, is to sit in a circle. And lights on or lights off, it is technically referred to, it can technically be referred to as a seance. So nothing spooky about it, okay? Mediumship actually has nothing to do with summoning the devil. FYI, feel free to tell your friends. and in fact, in spiritualism, we actually do not believe in, like a devil sort of thing. Okay, so that makes us a little different. And we just found and placed who did the dish, the gloves thing. Okay, so Julie, thank you for writing in on Facebook and claiming your friend who passed away, because know that she wanted to get a message through to you today, obviously, and she is sending her love. Okay, so. I think that's pretty cool. now, I did see that image mentally, as though it was like a very, very quick movie. Take one of those QuickTime movies or Vine for the younger set, and it lasts maybe 10 seconds. Sometimes it has audio in it, sometimes it doesn't, depends on the spirit person. I let them, work with me however they feel best able to communicate. I used to be very, it has to be a particular way. You know, I liked a pattern, so I felt secure. And then I finally got to a point where I said, you know what, in my work, I feel better in just kind of leaving it open to them. So that's how I've been working. Excuse me. It is allergy season here. So my old friend coffee will help me with the hoarseness in my voice, as it were, right? Or maybe not. I should actually... I apologize. Sometimes I will get a spirit person who has, who had, when they were on this plane of existence, issues with sinuses, issues with congestion... and I am actually aware of an older Caucasian gentleman that steps in and would, so this is, by the way, referred to as indirect mediumship, because the spirit person, when you're dealing with intelligence, if they come in and they start to give you symptoms like this, you are using what is referred to as clairsentience and clairempathy, because I feel their emotion as well, so I'm empathizing with them. And those are sort of my primary skills, but, you know, they come in and they will explain themselves. This one is a little pushy, by the way, because, but okay, I opened the door, so what are you going to do? so, you know, he comes through and I feel as though he's talking about being connected to somebody who is listening and watching through a nephew. And I, older Caucasian gentleman, I feel like he didn't have any hair up top. He did have around the side, but his voice went funny towards the end. He tells me, by the way, that his schnoz would be a little more prominent than the other features on his face. I do feel like this is a trait that would have run through the family, this size and shaping of the nose, but is not, I feel like the nephew that he is connected through would have that same kind of, the same kind of nose. That's why he's pointing it out, at least through here, okay? May not be as long, but at least through the bridge of the nose. And so there's like a little defect there, okay? He says his nephew's nose is not quite as large or solid. Oh, okay. So surely this, okay. I'm seeing from my Facebook friend here, Shirley, that I may be connecting with her dad. And not to get too personal on live air here, But I feel as though this gentleman may have had a bit of a bladder or prostate problem. We're talking mid-60s here with this, okay? And then I'm aware, you know, his voice did go funky towards the end, a little raspy, a little bit of a hard time, you know, in not the voice that you would have known with him growing up, okay? But he's talking about the nephew, so that would be fairly significant, okay? So I happen to know the person who wrote in saying that sounded like her dad. So I would ask you to please continue to listen because I know you're in from, you know, you're not in the States, so it would be hard for you to call in. But there is something here about it's like wanting you to know that they are looking after everybody in the family. So the nephew may have been a namesake, or it may just be that they need this extra love around them right now, okay, in order to, it's like they're feeling the need for a little extra protection almost, is how I get it. So, you know, just know that this gentleman is on the case, okay. I had read for somebody on air a few weeks back, and everything, they validated everything that came through for me in the reading. Some of it was visual, some of it was auditory, some of it was feeling-based, you know, medical, that sort of thing. But there was one piece of information that they couldn't take, they didn't understand. And I just kind of said, okay, well, you know, just we're going to set that to one side, don't worry about it. So I didn't want to get bogged down in that. And what it eventually came down to, I got either an email or a Facebook message not too long after that that they did get that final piece of the puzzle, that they had to think about it later. And, you know, in my frame of reference, I very jokingly refer to that as relative amnesia. Because they actually didn't forget the whole person. They forgot about this one piece of information because it was before their lives together, okay? By the way, Shirley, you're welcome. That's literally what I'm here for, so okay. All right, so, for anybody who is looking to, get a reading that's very visually oriented, we have three people in Lilydale that are fabulous spirit artists, and they all work a little bit differently. We have Sherry Lee Calkins, who draws sort of interpretations of the energy and symbolism in the way she receives things. We have Bonnie White, who is just one of the dearest souls you're ever going to meet. Actually, they're all dear souls, so, you know, I don't want to play favorites because I love them all. But we have Bonnie White, and she does charcoal drawings, and she'll do either in her shorter readings symbolism through the charcoal and sort of spirit messages and information. That's how she accesses the mediumship because she's an artist anyway. And so she combines those skills. And then we also have Joe Scheel, and Joe and Bonnie both do literal spirit art where they do an interpretation. They will draw exactly the person that they're seeing, and they will spend the time with them, okay? So, that's something you can look into. There are several mediums on the ground that are very, you know, they use a whole different set of skills. Some people will write things out. That's a wonderful connection between the visual and the auditory. Some people will, so that's why it's important sometimes just to kind of look at the website and see who you feel drawn to and what kind of work they do. For some, by the way, this is all referred to as mental mediumship because they are using all of their senses and they're fully conscious, fully aware, fully in charge, and they're just bringing the information through. So there is, you know, for people like me who are very feeling oriented, and we pick up a lot on what happened with the with the spirit loved one before they went into spirit. So I will, you know, if I get a feeling in my low right back, I will know, okay, it's in this place, so it's kidney. If I get a feeling in, if I start to taste platinum, which is something I actually learned from another medium here on the grounds, that means the person had a cancerous condition. And it doesn't mean they necessarily died from it or that they went through platinum-based chemotherapy, but it's a shortcut for me. I have like 10 different shortcuts for if a spirit person had a cancerous condition, because unfortunately a lot of people do. So by the way, I am going to take calls in just a few minutes. So if you want to call in, it's 818-739-8818. This show brought to you and fueled by my good friend caffeine, by the way. But what's interesting with the medical stuff is as soon as you recognize it, it goes away. And because I choose to work with spirit in a way that when I'm off duty, I'm off duty, just like a taxi. I put the off duty sign on, you know, take the on duty light off, whichever, however you like that analogy. But, you know, so I'm not picking up on people all the time. Unless they are extremely pushy, in which case I will recognize them and tune them right back out again because unless it's an emergency, you know, something that I need to really, like, there's, you know, a spirit who comes through and says, you know, I'm a friend of your grandfather's and I was mauled by a grizzly and there's a grizzly around that corner, so don't turn left, turn right. I know I'm protected. Like that. I really feel that doing this work in a lot of ways you're under grace. Now with it's very interesting because you know, sometimes I will get a random spirit, I like to call it. Somebody who's practicing, learning how to come through. And they never stay for long. But it's, you know, they may stand sort of in the corner in the reading. And so I always know, you know, what's going on because that's the symbolism of it. Or they'll make themselves very quiet. It's sort of like, you know, you're a fly on the wall sort of thing. So they practice. And sometimes somebody will come for a reading and it's their first reading. And it's also and or the first time the spirit person has come through. So they have to kind of learn how to communicate. And my guides will help them with that, and their other loved ones will help them with that, and if they can. By the way, guys, you can the phone number is also written at the top as well, so like in the comment line, but it's 818-739-8818. Sorry, lost my train of thought. Not enough coffee yet. that's okay. So, you know, you just kind of work with them in the best way that you can. Okay, so I am going to actually pause because I've been talking a long time, and I am going to start talking to people who have called in, and I'm going to take you by phone number. So I'm going to say the last four digits, which are 7288, and if you could give me your name and where you're calling from, that would be great.
My name is Kim. I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh, you are on it today, my friend. This is fabulous. Okay. And what did you say your name was again?
Kim.
Jen? Okay. Jen, and were you calling for some mediumship information today, or did you want to tell a great story about surprising information.
I was just hoping to connect with my grandmother.
Okay. When I focus in for you, I start to, I guess it's a very visual day because I'm getting a lot of visual information, but I have a lady here who steps in, and she kind of gives me a lot of information all at once. So I get the feeling as though she's saying she sometimes works to get your attention very rapidly, okay? And it's like you're a very busy lady. She doesn't want to waste your time sort of thing, okay? But she comes in. I see her hair like she would wear it pulled back, okay? I see that there was that she had a little bit of extra weight on her. I'm not calling Grandma fat, but I feel that she could, like myself, be a little more bottom heavy. She's interesting because I feel like in a lot of ways she was a little bit like the family doctor. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Where is the, oh, okay, I might not have Grandma, so I'm just kind of double-checking the information. I do feel this woman was around quite a bit, okay? And I want to... The thing about being the family doctor, because I actually see her with, like, the glass medicine bottle and the spoon, okay? And I don't think she's making a Mary Poppins reference per se, but I do feel this woman would have had some, had the issue with heart disease towards the end. I do feel as though... She's talking about using this, like, stars or the shape of stars, like that would be a significant identifier for you. And there's something with the young man with the baseball card collection here as well, okay?
The one with the baseball collection, is he alive or has he passed?
They actually did not tell me that. I just got the description. So from your mom's side of the family, who was the lady who helped watch you when you were little, like 4 and 5?
That would have been my grandmother, I guess.
Okay. And would
but
you understand?
She, that's her? Not the, that wasn't a description of her. That she never pulled her hair back.
Okay. I'm getting something here about the two of you having a lot of similar facial features. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand her having the issue with, like, the heart disease or the issue with the heart towards the end here?
That wouldn't be I had a step-grandmother. I'm not sure if that would be her or not. But
okay.
She never watched
right.
me.
But still connected on mom's side of the family?
The step-grandmother would have been on my stepfather's side of the family.
Okay. And where is the Alice or the Ann, or there's the A name connection with this lady as well? And that could be
my granddaughter's name is Alice Elaine, and she was named after two of her great-grandmothers, one on her mother's side and one on her father's side.
Okay. So where's the Alice, like, for you, connected with you?
Alice, I have a granddaughter, Alice, but Alice, the name Alice was on my daughter-in-law's side of the family.
Okay. You know, I may have a grandmother for you, but I'm guessing I don't have the grandmother that you were hoping for or expecting. Okay? So I would say to you, because unfortunately I can't control who shows up. You know, I can only open the spirit and see who's there. But there is an energy here of this woman saying, because everybody in, on the spirit side of life is connected, and you sharing a granddaughter with this lady in spirit, she's making absolutely certain that she takes the opportunity. It's a feeling like you're looking for a kind of renewal of the soul right now. And it's a feeling like you're saying you feel emotionally and physically worn out. And because she was in some ways the family doctor, the family nurse, as many moms are or grandmas are, she's coming in to be with you, okay? And by the way, that's not me telling you that there's a medical issue, so I want to make sure that's very, very clear. But it's an opportunity for her.
I'm just wondering, would this message possibly be for my daughter-in-law, from her grandmother?
Does that sound like situation with your daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, because you're the closest one to a medium, this is the message that's coming through.
Okay.
So, that's a little, to be honest with you, it's not how I would prefer a public demonstration of mediumship to come in, but, but she is, there is an energy of, I have to say, and she's, because she's a little bit insistent about it, please tell you personally, Jen, that she is watching over you as well, though, okay? Because she says that you are trying your very best to help son and daughter-in-law, but at the same time maintain the boundaries so that you're not overstepping, which is sometimes a little hard when it comes to family, you know? So there's an energy coming from the spirit side of life to say, we do appreciate your efforts, and we need to make sure you know that, okay?
Oh, okay.
So lots of love and lots of healing coming to everybody along the way. I keep double-checking the room, but I'm not picking anybody else up for you. That does not mean that your grandma didn't want to come through and say hello to you. I know when I go for readings, there's, you know, always that one person that I want to talk to most. But I get the postcard version from the spirit side of life to say to you, the spirit world is aware, and your grandmother, who you were hoping to connect to, is aware that the two of you have a one-on-one relationship still. And it's a feeling of you keep asking her questions, and she says she's not answering by coming through at the moment, but she has been leaving you hints in order to guide you to the information that you need. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, keep paying attention. Keep talking to her, because I do feel you talk to her, sometimes out loud, sometimes energetically or through thought. But they get that information regardless. Okay?
Okay.
Lots and lots of love from your people, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. See, it's live. You never know what's going to happen. That's part of the fun, though, right? So, okay. Our next caller... the last four digits are 6830, so if you could give me your name and where you're calling from. Good morning.
My name is Jackie.
Hi,
and
Jackie.
I'm calling from Hi, how are you? I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, wonderful. Are you bracing for a storm down there?
No, never. It's just, you know, I'm from Florida, so I take out all the news with a grain of salt because most of the time what they say is coming goes completely a different direction.
Yeah. I remember being down in that area and my mom calling me and saying, oh, I see on the Weather Channel it's awful. And I'm like, I don't know where they're talking about, but the sun's shining.
That's it, exactly. The sun is shining and it's hot.
Well, in which case, I hope you get a chance to go down and actually enjoy the beach, because when you live close to a beach,
yes,
it's sometimes hard to get yourself there. So,
yeah, I try and do that as often as possible.
Wonderful. Very good. Okay. So I'm taking it you were hoping for a little mediumship information today, or did you have a question?
I was hoping for a little mediumship information.
Okay. So the gentleman who was almost entirely bald but had a little facial hair and glasses and not such great hearing, would you understand him?
Possibly my father-in-law, but that would be the only person that I know of.
Okay. That's a good place to start. So let me just get you a little more information
okay.
so I could kind of validate that for you. But,
okay.
You know, I feel that he was, like myself, he was somebody who really enjoyed food. And I get the feeling with him where it's like if he had an opportunity to kind of throw something on the grill, like he was excited during the process. And and it's he got to a point where he would eat just pretty much whatever he would want to eat. You understand? And I don't think that was a necessarily an against doctor's orders kind of thing. He knew that he wasn't eating totally healthy, but he was enjoying his life. And I also see him I don't know if he was visiting you where there would have been the complex with the pool, or if he specifically lived in the place where there would have been the pool. But he's bringing this up as like he tried to stay active. You understand?
Not towards the end, but, you know.
No, not towards
the end. No, not at all.
No, but for
the
as long
food
as
things. Yeah, the food thing, I mean, it sounds more like my father.
Oh, how funny. Okay. So I may be going back and forth between the father figure, so hang on for me
okay.
for just a second.
All right.
Every once in a while I'll get someone who will talk over top of the other. Your dad is saying that, okay, so would this be dad or father-in-law that you would have... it's like if he had mentioned something, you would have spoiled him with it. Do you understand?
My father. Yes.
Okay. And Dad also had a little bit of a problem with sugar issues there at the end as well.
I'm not really sure. He had dementia, so.
Okay. All right. I kind of got my finger pricked, so, and that typically means to me that there would have been a situation involving
mm-hmm.
sugar issues to test, okay? But it was real light. It doesn't feel to me like a long-term thing. It doesn't feel, okay, so could have been involved with, as a side effect of some of the medications or this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he steps in, and he says that you often feel it's almost the feeling of, like, something being on your cheek, but there's nothing there, okay? You know how sometimes we
mm-hmm.
get that kind of okay? And he, I just see him being very, very affectionately kind of brushing the cheek for you, okay?
Yeah.
That's his way of connecting in to make sure that you know that he keeps saying it to me like, I'm on your side. I'm on your side, okay? and he kind of acknowledges that as much as he reveled in the attention that you gave him and thoroughly, thoroughly loved and enjoyed that, he says he wishes that he had, praised you a little more. But that wasn't part of his upbringing. You understand?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Because he's kind of bringing it through, like, know that he's working through that on the spirit side of life, that's a little bit of a regret that he has. And so that's mm-hmm. why he's bringing it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first gentleman that I'm seeing, I also get the impression that he would have been a bit of a card player here as well, okay? So I don't know if I'm talking bridge or solitaire or poker or whatever, but he has playful energy, I guess is the best way that I can put that.
Okay. All right. Well, that could be my father-in-law. He could be, he's that way, but I'm not sure of cards. I didn't know him that well.
Yeah, and sometimes we do get that information that you have to validate later on,
mm-hmm.
but we double check on that, okay, because he's sitting here doing the thing where you have the pile in the bottom hand and you kind of lift it up and let it go back into place with the top. So that's
okay,
how I'm seeing
yeah.
it. Okay, so
my
I
grandmother
I guess
used to do that.
Okay. But yeah, this is definitely in the hands of a gentleman, I have to say. So
Okay.
No, I can't change it. No magic
wand. No,
wand
I'm just saying that was just it came to mind when you said that.
Yes. There is a very because I feel like your father-in-law would have very much liked to claim you as well. You know, very wanting to be recognized right alongside of your actual dad. Okay. Because he says that he used to brag about you. So make sure that you know that. Okay. Then bring in an awful lot of love. Okay. And then what's with Cookie Monster?
Hmm. Yeah, that could be my grandson. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. I have to say that they're both pretty pleased and pretty. Okay, your dad, I feel taking son by the hand and saying to you, know that I'm spending time, like I got him, I have him prepared with this family, okay?
Taking my grandson by the hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was a big purpose that your grandson came in with. And part of that is, in a nice way, really teaching the family, okay? So I feel like there were maybe some slightly unexpected conditions around this little one coming in. Pardon me?
There still are. There's problems.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like they're bringing this up to say to you, from your father-in-law, he's saying to you, you are a leader in this family. So while situations are not always easy like we would want them to be, we are working very, very hard to kind of resolve everything with this, okay?
Okay.
And again, like it has to do with your grandson having a very special purpose and picking this family for a reason, okay?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. Just tremendous, tremendous love, and also your dad says, and respect. And he kind of gives you the salute, okay?
he can be a character.
Pardon me?
He could be a character for sure.
Yeah. Well, I quite like him. So just know that the grandpas are on duty, okay? And they're
That's
looking
good
after
to know.
Everybody. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah, okay. So, I'm wondering, I only have about 4 minutes left, so I don't know that I have time for another call, although I would love to. But I think I'm going to just kind of reiterate to everybody before the show ends, you know, do check out the other Lily Dale Blog Talk shows. And they are on blogtalkradio.com/LilyDaleRadio. Or you can also check them out in the archives there. And three of us actually also go live on Facebook, and we share that to the Lily Dale Assembly Facebook page. So you can always look back through the videos as well. And, you know, we are very, very excited for season coming up here, the official season, as it were. Now, when the gates go down in September, it does not mean that we go away, that we roll up the streets, as it were. Actually, you know, the place is still pretty active. We just don't have the outdoor services and that sort of thing, and no gate fee. So, you know, if you're coming this summer, we've got all these wonderful restaurants. We've got these now 4 restaurants going on. One is just late nights only on the weekends. But we've got the cafe. We've got the Pagoda restaurant, which is Monica's Delights. We've got the cafeteria, which is the Sunflower Cafe. You know, lots of really, really delicious things, delicious options. We've got free lectures in the evenings. We've got, you know, all those daily events going on. So there's all kinds of things to do. We also have nature trails. Part of the grounds here is referred to as the Leolan Woods, and it is a old-growth forest, which means we try not to disrupt it. You know, unless the trees are hanging in the path, We don't cut them down. We let them do their thing, and then we let them, you know, after they fall or after they get cut down, we let them continue to do their thing and feed the forest, as it were. And you know, just lots of. If you're interested in philosophy, we've got the spirit. We've got all kinds of things. Start looking for our fall program. Because we'll have some classes in the off season, and also right now through the end of June, and also coming back again in September on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 in the Healing Temple Hour, we have a healing service. It's mostly healing. There is a little bit of message work and about a 2 to 3 minute inspirational talk as well. So you know, it's worth coming and checking out and just giving yourself a chance to rest and uplift yourself, you know. I'm going to have to go pretty soon here, but I just wanted to say thank you everybody who tuned in today. Greatly appreciated for those who are on my Facebook page. You know that I'm doing a special public dem, just like the mediumship that you kind of got a little bit here on the show today with my good friend Kathleen Bolt. And when we work together, we call ourselves Heart to Heart. So we have a Heart to Heart mediumship demonstration tonight online for free. So you can check that out. on my Facebook page, which is Celeste Elliott. And I will, so until next time, I am wishing you a good day.